Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Hope your Turkey Day and Black Friday was good. It's Saturday now, and time to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker and do something with those leftovers. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate you joining us, and don't forget to check us out on thegrillingguys.com. And we're on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. And if you go to the website and you need any recipes, half of them are Rob Russell's, and he's on the live line right now. But if you want to get the show on a podcast, go to the top right corner of the website, and you'll see a set of headphones. And just click on it, and we'll send this show to your device. No charge. No, you know, we won't even, like, follow you around into alleyways or anything. So... on the grilling line right now is Rob Russell. Cowboy Rob.
Hey, what's going on, Bad Bob?
Good to hear your voice, pal.
It's good to talk to you.
It's been a while, Robbie. And for those of our listeners that don't know, Rob and Barbecue Bob used to do a traveling education show for a couple years. They were all over the country teaching people how to use a smoker. And I'm going to tell you that this guy's forgot more about barbecue than I'll ever know. I learned so much from the two of you, and it's just great to have you on and impart a little bit of your knowledge with our listener group. So anyway, your turkey day was good?
Well, what are you guys paying for turkey up there?
$1.99 a pound.
Wow. We're paying 69 cents a pound here.
Is that frozen or fresh?
That's probably frozen.
Yeah, our big retailer called Meijer has 48 cents, but you got a pound, but you got to buy $30 worth of groceries to go with it to get it, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not hard to do.
No.
A half a sack.
Right, yeah.
That was Jop's name in college.
Was it?
No, just kidding.
No, I thought that's Lance Armstrong.
So, oh boy, we just veered right off the bike trail. So what do we do with our leftover turkey?
You know, since I don't get turkey but once a year, I always buy an extra one and freeze it. That way I can have it, like, maybe towards the summertime. But by the time I get done eating turkey, I'm so tired of turkey that you only have 7 days. And I guess now the health department's changed that to 8 days after the turkey's cooked before you have to eat it or freeze it. And so I have 7 days to eat it, and I'm usually pretty tired of it right after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So, couple of things I like to make, and it's just some good home cooking we do here in Kansas, and I know it's everywhere, but I'd like to make a chicken or a turkey and dumplings. And usually what I do is I'll boil my chicken and use the broth, but then I save my chicken for, like, chicken quesadillas and stuff like that.
You mean turkey?
Yeah. And you know, turkey and you can use turkey and dumplings or turkey and noodles, and you kind of get, you have a focus on the noodles or the dumplings.
So you're gleaning the meat, you're stripping the meat down and making a gravy and making up some dumplings.
Yes. But, you know, a lot of times since I spent so much time in the kitchen making Thanksgiving dinner,
yeah, right,
I usually go buy store-bought frozen noodles. We have a brand here, I don't know if you have them in Michigan, but it's called Reams, and they're every bit as good as what you can make fresh. I mean, it's not a lot of work to make the noodles fresh, but, you know, probably one of my favorite things to make is a turkey pot pie.
And oh, yeah.
I kind of want to disguise that the turkey's even in there. I mean, I'll put the turkey in there, but since I've eaten so much turkey, but then it gives me a chance to get all of my vegetables and it freezes well, too. So make a big batch of that and freeze it in you know, just quart containers. And time to get done with the turkey pot pie and the turkey and noodles, then usually your turkey's gone. Because I like turkey, and it freezes okay, but I really never like anything that's been cooked that sits in the freezer very long.
You know, Maureen loves making pot pies, and she loves eating them even more. But she does usually on Saturday, so maybe today when I get home, she'll have a turkey pot pie in the oven, and she makes a wonderful crust that our daughter Emily actually found from Ina. I think they call it Ina's crust, but the crust for a pot pie is everything. But you're absolutely right. That is another really great use for turkey as a pot pie, because you forget it's turkey. There's so many veggies and potatoes and stuff in there. It's kind of like a pasty with gravy in it. Jop's not even picking up on it.
No, I am. I am, because I just let you guys go. Everybody knows that a pasty needs gravy, not ketchup.
Rob loves pasties because they have rutabaga.
Yeah, you know, that's all those words you make up and that food you make up, you call it something. Never even heard of that stuff in my life.
I told him it was a rutabaga. He said, a Studebaker? Olivia still quotes you on that, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, traveling the United States and Crappie, you said, you know, they spent a couple of years. We actually spent 7 years traveling the United States.
Yeah.
And we traveled a lot all over the United States, and it just so different, the different food specialties and stuff that unless you're there, and I mean, unless you watch a bunch of food shows, but I watch Food Network all the time. I've never seen some of that stuff you guys eat in Michigan.
Right. And that's the country, and that was one of the more fun things we did when we traveled. But we certainly had an awful lot of fun meeting people around this great fruited plain. So it was a pleasure to travel with you, and I learned a ton from you. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a blast. We had a blast and learned a lot. And
no, you taught a lot too.
Taught a lot of people.
Right.
Taught a lot of people how to do the right do barbecue right.
Rob introduced me to Coach Dick Vermeil.
Right, and you've had a lot of fun with him over the years.
Yes.
So let's dig back into the curriculum, if you will. And Rob, as long as we're talking, give me a couple common mistakes that people make when they're smoking a set of ribs or a pork shoulder. That you would say that you saw most as you traveled across the country?
Well, the first thing they do is they oversmoke it. That's a, you know, if you bite into, even turkey can be oversmoked. If you're smoking a Thanksgiving turkey, if you use a real bitter wood, it really doesn't make any difference what kind of wood you use, but if you oversmoke it and put too much smoke in it, it's going to get bitter. It's going to give you indigestion. And everybody that I've talked to that I've taught how to do barbecue the right way, they said, boy, before I ate your barbecue, I couldn't eat barbecue because it always gave me indigestion.
Because they ate at Dickie's.
Yeah. And the second common mistake they usually make is they don't understand, they don't separate the temperature of the smoker from the temperature of the meat, and that in correlation to each other and how it works. But everything's about time and temperature, and it doesn't matter how long it takes you to cook it. It's always got to be to the right temperature, internal meat temperature.
Rob, we're out of time, buddy. It's so good to hear your golden voice. Can't wait till I see you again, and I'm going to take you up on that offer, and I will be there for whitetail season next fall.
We're feeding them right now, so it'll be good and fat.
All right.
Okay. Rob Russell, Topeka, Kansas, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a good turkey.
All right.
One of my favorite men on the planet. That is a humble man. He is an expert in barbecue. But anyway, coming up next, we'll have some turkey egg rolls. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't.